Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, unbelievably healthy, and darn sexy people. Wow, hi. Woo! Interesting time to be alive, isn't it? Let's all look at it positively from... Why do you think we all chose to come in, right? Knowing this was all going to go down. Because we're powerful. We are powerful creators and we can affect the change. We can create the change. I am so stoked today. I got so much stuff for you. So yeah, well, let's jump in. So I'm looking at the news feed this morning and it says coronavirus kills some people and hardly affects others. How is that possible? And I went, yeah, I want to know that. So I went into the channel and the channel took me to the sheets. Sheet one, number four, which is, I am the power, the love, the joy, and the choice, and my heart is open. And when I got finished talking with the channel, basically what that means is a lot of the people that get it give up when they get it. They accept a death sentence when they get it. And all of that comes down to they move out of knowing that they have control. They forget that they're the creators of themselves and their own lives. I'm going to give you a lot of incredible information today, which backs up everything we do in this community. I'm beyond excited about what I'm going to bring you today. But we're all going to start by directing our hearts. Come on, join me. Directing our hearts to open front and back, merge with our whole brain. Directing our chakras to open, balance, repair, and spin in the right direction. We are directing our hara lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point so we stay in our knowing. We claim we are and we are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding, and so it is. All right, so I am reading this book called The Mind and the Brain, Neuroplasticity and the Power of Mental Force by Jeffrey Schwartz and Sharon Begley. I'm only going to read you a few highlights. If you want to know the importance and the power of the work we do in this community, look no further than the quotes I'm going to read you now. So let's just go over this. We believe in this community that what we choose and then focus on creates our lives. Now, we teach a lot of that from the spiritual. I also bring in a lot of brain science for you to connect the two. So, neuroplasticity, remember, is the scientific belief that your brain keeps changing all the way until you leave embodiment. We used to think it stopped at adolescence, just until a few years ago, they thought that. And that literally the brain can change. Now, that's what our work is all about. Even though we do it through spiritual verbiage, what we are doing is training our brains. We're using our minds to tell our brains, you will think this, and you will think this and connect it with joy and love. Okay. So this is one quote. The mind can reshape the brain. That's on page 15. The mind can reshape the brain. So I use my mind. I go, okay, I don't want to think that thought. I want to think this thought, because that will create what I want. So I'm going to connect that with feeling joy and love, joy and love, joy and love. And that, over time, when I keep my focus on it, changes my brain. Okay, the rezoning, they're talking about rezoning different parts of the brain here, was purely a response, listen, to purposeful behavior. It's the attention that counts. What are you putting your attention on? Because whatever you put your attention on with clear intent is what forms your brain. And what forms your brain creates the experiences in your life. And I've got to literally read you. Hang with me, because the more you understand how the work works, the quicker and more complete it works for you. This scientist had a group of volunteers practice a five-finger piano exercise, and another group merely think about practicing it. They focused on each finger movement in turn, essentially playing the simple piece in their heads, one note at a time. Actual physical practice produced changes in each volunteer's motor cortex, as expected. But so did mere mental rehearsal, and to the same degree as that brought about by physical practice. So just thinking about playing the piece created shifts in the brain identical to actually playing the piece. Motor circuits became active during pure mental imagery, like actual physical movements. Imagined movements trigger synaptic change at the cortical level. Merely thinking about moving, brain changes comparable to those triggered by actually moving. That's why I keep telling you, go in, find your love place, see what you want is already done, feel it. See yourself living in the life that's already created, because then your brain says, oh yeah, that's the way it is, and it can match it in your life. Okay, next. I was so excited. I'm telling you, I called Lanny. He was out of the house. I called him and I said, I literally am flying around the house. I just read a chapter in this book that absolutely acknowledges everything I do in our work. All right, here's the next one. Hold on. We are seeing evidence of the brain's ability to remake itself throughout adult life, not only in response to outside stimuli, but in response to, and these are the magic words, directed mental effort. How many times do you hear me say what I give you are not affirmations? They are directions to your energy. And that's what it's saying right there. When you consciously direct your energy, they see changes in the brain. In short, the brain's potential to correct its own flaws and enhance its own capacities. But although experience molds the brain, it molds only an attending brain. Passive, unattended, or little attended exercises are of limited value for driving neuroplasticity. Only when behaviors are specifically attended, that means your attention is on them. Therein lies the key. Physical changes in the brain depend for their creation on mental state in the mind, the state called attention. The state called attention. Harnessing the transforming power of mind to reshape the brain. My God, guys, I mean, I know it because I live it. A lot of you have experiences because you've been living it. But that's what this book is saying. How many of us are living from intention and putting our attention 24/7 on what we want? So if your brain doesn't know if you're imagining or things are happening in actual physical time, where's your attention with all this coronavirus? Yeah, see, you only want to put your attention on the things you want, not the things you're in fear of. Okay, so then that prompted me. I didn't know what I wanted to do for the webinar for April. Well, now I do. Because when I finished this chapter and I did the breathing exercise that I give all of you every week and tell you it's the most valuable thing you can do to shift your life around what you want, I thought, this is true. After doing 6 privates a day for the last 2.5 months, the one thing I'm realizing is that people do not understand how to do the work. So that's what we're going to do for the webinar in April. And I'm hoping, don't hold me to this because I haven't checked it with Lauren, but I'm hoping to do a video to start out the webinar, an on-camera video with me, so you can visually see me explaining to you all the steps about doing the work, okay, and how to create, and then jump into the switchboard and take questions and answers about where we all might be falling out. You see, it's not about the words, guys. Everybody wants to go, tell me what to say, tell me what to say. It's not so much about the words as it is about the intention, the attention, and the process. As always, guys, if you need financial help, write Lauren at IMD Wallace and tell her you need to make some arrangements. So you ask for what you want. Worked out really well. Those of you that were able to pay? Steven's messaging me right now. You might be able to go live on YouTube. All right, we'll figure it out. Anyway, that's my dream. That's what I want to do on this webinar, because I know when you see me, you'll get it more than if you just hear me. And I'm so glad that you're all enjoying. I've gotten so many emails about the morning emails that I'm sending out. Thank you. I love to hear back from you, you know, about what you appreciate that we do here. Thank you so much. If you're not getting them, you want to get them, all you have to do is go to imdwallace.com and sign up for the emails. Guys, I really am vigilant about not sending out too much stuff for you, you know. I keep getting emails because a lot of new people are finding us. Where's the best place to start? What's the best program to start with? The best program to start with, according to the channel, is the newer one that I created, The Science of Spirituality. And then number two, go on to self-love. For those of you that are joining us and want to really understand the work. And I just lovingly remind you that since you're sequestered in your home, you might want to order my daughter's book, Eat, Pray, #FML on Amazon. It's a great fun read. It'll pick you up and it'll expand your consciousness while we are consciously creating during this, this lovely downtime that we've been gifted here. Can I go to, I can go to the calls. So we're off. Luz, we're going to start with you, baby. What's up?
Hi, dear.
Hi, sweetheart.
Yes, I am. It's very interesting because I was ready. I kind of had it in my mind to ask a question about my brother, but now there's a bird that came right to my windows and I had never seen it before, and he's trying to get inside.
Yeah, that's a good sign. That's a good sign. Birds are, well, they're my representation of God. Birds are good luck when they come into your house. You might want to open that window and let them in for a while. You know, but again, what do birds remind us of? Spring, new life, rebirth. It's Easter coming up, spring, new life, rebirth, right? And that's literally what we're in the middle of right now with all this coronavirus is, yeah, we're going through a period of rebirth. Guys, we could not sustain everything that was going on, nor should we. So go ahead, baby.
So my brother actually has the coronavirus. And
oh, sorry, Luz.
Yeah, but he was really, really bad. And yesterday, you're right when you say giving up, he said that this will not take him away, that God will heal him. I was like, hallelujah. And today, I spoke with him. He said he feels 70% better when he made that choice.
Yep. So if any of you know of anybody, you just help them remember. You know, God helps him who helps himself. Let's decide to focus on health and wellness and joy and love. You can do this. Come on, you can do this. You have the power to do this. Okay?
That's what I keep telling him.
Yep. Well, you're serving him well, Liz. And for those of you that have friends or family members who can't hear the words we use, you don't even have to say it out loud to them. Spend time, get quiet, send them the energy. Say, I'm seeing you in health. You have the power to create health and wellness, right? They will get the energy, guys. I promise you, I have too much proof. Okay?
Yeah. I actually do that, like sending him and declaring a perfect health in his body and the God that lives within him.
And you know what? I don't know if any of you joined any of the meditations going on worldwide last night. You literally could feel the energy that you were joining. You could feel it. And so you want to be able to give. You want to be able to serve while you're at home. Spend some time every day sending love and joy and the message of the power that we have over our own healing and state of wellness. Send that out to all energy that may be dealing with the coronavirus, or all energy for that matter. Let's help hold the knowing in the mass consciousness of this truth.
Yeah.
That's when... Go ahead.
The only thing I notice is me, I don't know why, but I'm feeling like, I'm not receiving any gratitude for what I'm doing. That is something I want to get past, because...
Well, why are you doing it to receive anything, Liz?
Exactly. That's what I meant. Yeah,
well,
that's what I want to get past.
Well, then you want to create the joy of just giving for the joy of giving. That's enough gratitude that you give yourself, honey. The world, then, is in gratitude for what you're giving. You know, so many times I tithe to people, they don't know where the money comes from.
Yeah,
I just do it because I know my energy benefits when I give. Doesn't matter that they know that where it's coming from, because then my ego's going, well, I'll give as long as people make me feel good about giving. But that's not why we give, Liz. We give for us.
Yeah, that's what I
okay.
need to shift.
Okay, well, do it.
And I'm shifting it right now.
Yes, you are, because you're the only one that can, baby cake. All right, that was a good lesson for everybody. Thank you, sweetheart. All right, we're going to Erica in Ohio. Hi, you're on.
Hi. I woke up feeling so heavy today and sad.
Yeah.
And I remembered, you know, okay, what do I want to focus on? I listened to Adamus St. Germain, his channeling from yesterday. And his story is so different than all the other stories that we're hearing. And I know I just have to go with it and just go with what feels right for me.
But Erica, what was, if you had to say, what was his one message? Because I don't think it is so different, sweetheart.
Yeah, the main message was, he was saying we're moving from like a Christ consciousness to a master consciousness. You know, it's time to be the master, to know who we are.
Which is exactly what I just said.
Right, but he's got all kinds of other details with it that, you know.
Yeah, but the core of the message is the same thing.
Right, right.
You're
right.
The power of you. You have to accept the power of you. I know Jeffrey really well, so I know what Adama's message is. And you're the power of you. And the other message of Adama's is love, which is all
right.
We talk about. The
right.
channel keeps saying love and joy, love and joy. So, you see, guys, if you break down the people who really are getting the highest information, if you break down what their messages are, it all comes down to you're the power, do it through love, stay in love and joy, you create. Anybody that knows, and anybody that's talking about dark energy now and the devil and all that shit, you know, they don't have the highest understanding, guys. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say it. I'm not in judgment of them, but they just don't have the highest understanding. They're still going through limited religious fears from before. Okay? That's never going to give us permission to be powerful and the powerful gods of us. So I'm going to shut up. Do you have another question?
Well, he has a year-long program coming up that I felt excited about, but then after his message, I thought, maybe that's not going to serve me. Can the channel tell me if that would be a...
Well, guys, anything is going to serve you. I mean, you know, we do these amazing privates, and people always ask me, Dee, should I sign up for your year package? And I go, fall into your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Does it feel good? Does it feel empowering? Do you go, oh my gosh, I'd love to work with her every month and keep growing and expanding? So I'm asking you, Erica, when you drop into your heart, do you want to do it?
I want to cry when I drop into my heart.
Well, that's because you're not used to doing it, sweetheart. So what's wrong with crying? You can put on a Hallmark commercial and I'm like dissolved into tears. What's wrong with crying? Crying tells us, and any actor will tell you this, so I am one, so I'm going to tell you, crying tells you what the truth is. So,
what do you mean what the truth is?
I mean, when you open your heart and you feel... that takes you into your truthfulness. Because, see, one of the things, back to what they gave me about the virus, is people are closing their hearts and closing their chakras, which means the energy can't flow, and they move out of love and power and into fear then, which makes their health worse because the energy can't flow. And they forget that they're in. So the channel's answer to you, Erica, is if you want to do this program, just to do it, be together with others that are like-minded, so that you can learn more and more and more and more about this creation process while you know you are already complete, then do it. But don't do it. Oh my God, I'm probably never going to be complete if I don't do this. I'm, you know, because literally, guys, all you have to know is you're the power of you and then how to work the formula.
I guess the crying, I feel like then I'm in the fear energy.
No,
but crying is
why?
Releasing that, right?
Well, that's a connection that your mom made for you when you were really little. Somehow crying means weakness and a negative state, right? But boy, every actor in the world hopes they can cry on cue. So it's a perspective, Erica, that you get to shift. All right, sweetheart?
So what's the sadness that I'm holding? Is that just I need a good cry?
It's not sadness.
Okay.
It's not sadness. It's you are literally, and this was going on with my daughter last night. I could even feel it, wafts of it, but I'm so aware that I catch it right in the moment. Guys, the collective consciousness, the mass consciousness, is in panic and fear and sadness right now. If you are not consciously 24/7 putting your attention on love and joy and the power of you, you will fall into the feeling, the permeation of the mass consciousness. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Because your energy will become directed by the mass energy instead of by you. So there's no more important time for you to step forward right now for yourself than right now. All right, baby. Got to run. Thank you. Those were some great things to bring forward for everybody. And we are going to Michelle in Chicago. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
I wanted to... wanted to reach out to you. I've been following you for quite a while, and you've been such a help to me.
Great.
And as I move forward, yeah, I know, I appreciate it. As I move forward into creating my business, given more time in the opportunity of now, I find as I direct my energy, there's still something stopping me. I'm getting in my own way. And I've been working with what you've shared with me, but I've
okay,
also
so hang
recently
on.
Hang on.
This page here, 60. Okay, I'm scared to death to go, and to go is to be successful. And then I'm going to your dad. What did your dad model to you about being successful? When you were little.
I'm not sure about that. I did come
from a
household.
What did he have to give up to be successful?
Maybe time.
Yeah, and especially time with the family.
Yeah.
Do you have a family?
I do. My kids are older.
Okay, but that's what's driving it. You don't want to be so successful that you have to give up you. And giving up you means giving up a balance in your life, giving up balance with family, giving up balance in taking care of yourself, all that. That's what your belief is, according to the channel, Michelle. It's very subconscious because it's hidden deep within your little girl. You know, but guys, if we're the directors of our own energy, we get to direct our success exactly the way we want it, right? I mean, when everything's up and running and quote unquote normal, you know, I'm doing 3 or 4 jobs every day simultaneously, bouncing easily back and forth between all of them, and very, very aware that I create a balance and time with my family and friends. And I always have that, and it's always easy because I create it that way, Michelle. So the other thing is they want to remind everybody that, remember, back to what I read to you from the mind and the brain this morning, what you're pretending your brain doesn't know isn't real. That's why you see skiers in the Olympics visualizing going down the slopes, because then their brain creates that groove that they follow when they actually go down. So what you're doing right now is literally creating what physically will be available to you when all of this opens up now. So look at this as an amazing time of planting and incubation, because what you do now and what you hold your attention on now absolutely will be showing up for you when all the energy starts moving again in a natural way. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. And I
okay.
thank you for that. Yes, very yep. much so. And I just would like to add really quickly that I am a certified functional medicine health coach and have done a lot of studies on neuroplasticity. And that's what I love about you, is you are helping us rewire our brain, which isn't just woo-woo, it's science.
Yes,
so
and that's
you.
Why I'm telling you, Christ was teaching brain science.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, he had to speak in the words they spoke and the understandings they understood back then. But if you really break the, I was talking to a rabbi the other day, and he went into these incredible explanations about some of the stories in the Bible and how they related to brain science and neuroplasticity. My mouth was on the floor, you know? So thank you for that, Michelle. So if you know that, then how do you want to structure your brain right now
exactly.
to to receive and create this fabulous business in 2 months.
Right.
Because you're creating it right now.
Right.
Okay. You know how to do this.
Gift of time. Right.
Yeah,
Thank you. We've all been given
this gift of time,
yes,
if we just use it now. All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you. Thank you. Take care.
Oh, that's the plan. Michael in Connecticut, you're on.
Hey, how you doing today, Dee?
Fab. Thank you.
Please define what you mean by intent, attention, and process.
Okay. Well, your intent is why you want to do anything. My intention for walking out of the door is to get to the grocery store. Okay? My intention for holding, for choosing what I want is to get what I want. So I have to make sure my intention is what I want so that I choose to hold my attention on that. And if you're going to focus on anything, Michael, you have to hold your attention on it. You have to give it attention. You have to spend time with developing thoughts and feelings around what your intention is. So let's say I want to create a big acting job that really challenges me with wonderful, incredible, talented people. I have to hold my attention then on thoughts and feelings around doing that. I have to visualize myself and think about myself doing that and feeling into how awesome that feels and hold my attention on that so that the material creation of it, the material experience of it, can show up. And what was your last one?
Process.
Yes. Well, that's what we're going to go into on the webinar. But basically, I choose what I want. I go into my love place and feel love. And I match the two of those things up. I commit to it. I hold my focus and my attention on it 24/7 as much as I can. And then I allow it to be created. That's basically the process. But I'm going to walk everybody through that in the webinar so that you have a physical experience of exactly how to do it. Good questions. Thank you.
For what it's worth, you're also discussing quantum mechanics.
Yep.
The observer creates the universe, as Dr. Richard Feynman said. And even Werner Heisenberg said that we do not see the universe. We see the universe revealed to us by our questions.
Well, sure.
You're bringing it all together, though. You're bringing all that science and everything else that I've ever studied together in one place, which I greatly appreciate. I mean, it's Neville Goddard discussed the same thing, although he's a little harder to understand than you are.
Well, and if you want it in the simplest way, go back to the good book, which says, think only on these things. Think only on love. The more you think on love and you connect it with everything that you want, the quicker it gets created for you. So thanks for that acknowledgement, Michael, because I know you are real brainiac with all this stuff.
Well, I'm still learning. Hey, I'm humble. I'll take my awareness anywhere if I place I can get it. When
yeah,
my teachers
but I,
show up, I pay them close attention.
I appreciate it, baby. Thank you. All right, let's see. We're going up to the top for a minute. Iris, I don't think I've spoken to you in a couple of weeks. What's up, babe?
Hi, Dee. How you doing?
Good. So, Iris.
Yeah.
Iris, did you direct your day today?
Yes, I did.
Why does it go to no?
I don't know. I did it in the shower like I do every day.
All right, there's one thing. Okay, basically they're just saying you need to connect more emotion with it, Iris.
Okay.
Are you going to your love place first?
Apparently not.
Well, just really move into, you know, that frequency of love and then direct your day, guys. Because you want your brain and your heart, which has a brain, to really connect these positive things that I am directing you to experience today feels like love. All right, so go on. What's your question?
I wanted to unpack a little bit time on your call with Jennifer, you know, towards the end when you were working with that one guest and you were talking about the time. Yeah, and I
where Jennifer came in and took her through the whole process.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and basically
yeah she didn't
about,
get it.
Like, the flow.
She didn't get it.
Right, well...
That's why I wasn't going to go any further, because when I work with people and I'm on a call like with Jennifer's and I need to serve a lot of people like this morning, you know, and they keep arguing for their limitations, I just test, should I keep going? Are they going to get it? Is there a way I can serve them? And I just kept getting a no about her, but I think what Jennifer did with her was beneficial for everybody. And so ultimately she will get it. So what was your question?
That whole conversation about like time and the flow state. And then I was thinking about that. And then I think it was last Sunday or the Sunday before, you were talking to someone about they had gotten the song Somewhere Over the Rainbow, which always means it'll happen in the future. It won't happen
now. Usually, that's usually what it means, yeah.
Yeah, and it was about, you mentioned that, you know, when we have childhood trauma, we can become in a state of hypervigilance. So the mind is always, you know, in that state of hyper-awareness.
Fight or flight.
And so,
you're always
exactly.
in fight or flight. Yeah.
Right.
What's your question, Iris? I got a lot of people to get here. What's your question?
How is that useful to us now, where we have all of this time and we want to? How do we use this quarantine time to get into the flow state? Is the question.
Dear God, are you serious? I love you, but I'm going to be a little tough love here.
Well, I wanted to have a conversation with you about it. I'm sorry I came to you with it to unpack it. You're saying just decide and go
well,
into that place.
I think you know by now. You've been through Creation Station. So, first of all, back to Michael's question. You hold the intention of being in flow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm choosing to be flow. See? So I want to be in flow, and now I'm going to expand that into I am flow. Literally, I am the frequency inside me. This is why I'm doing this webinar. This is exactly why I'm doing this webinar. I am the frequency within me of flow. And I get to play now during this wonderful time, I get to go explore flowing with all energy, past lives, future lives, all time and space continuums, all dimensions. I am connected and a part of the flow of it all. But guys, you have to state that intention in order to experience that intention. You have to be the frequency of whatever you want. within you. That's why they keep saying, I am money. If you want money, do the breathing exercise with the direction, the command, with feeling, I am money. I don't want money. I don't need money. I'm not creating money. I literally am the frequency of money. When you get that, and that's why I want to do it on camera for you, then you can really expand your creation. But Iris, you keep looking for stuff outside of yourself, baby. You're almost getting. So let's just say you're there. You get it. You understand it. You easily find the frequencies of money and flow and joy and love and completeness that you are within you. And you spend time expanding that, getting to know that within you, so that then the signal that you send out is the signal that you are flow, and then all energy in time and space gets to agree with that message and create that experience with you in embodiment. Okay?
That sounds great. Thank you.
So you tell me, what was the answer to your question?
You go into your love place and you direct yourself to be in the flow.
And that goes with anything, guys. Money, health and wellness. I mean, there's so much pulling your attention away from health and wellness. I sure would be putting my attention on the intention of being health and wellness right now. So good. You got it. Just apply it now, Iris. You got it.
Yeah.
Just apply it.
Thank you.
All right. You bet, baby Kate.
Thank you.
You bet. Emily in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
Oh, my goodness. Two things. First, I want to say to everybody that I had my private with you, the half hour private 2 weeks ago. We got to so many things in a half an hour.
Yep.
And all, it's incredible. And already, so much has turned around.
Great, Emily.
So
thank you. I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled for you because you did that.
Yes, absolutely. With your help and the channel's help and with my willingness to ask for and receive that help and allow that help in.
You bet. That's how we all work together. But you see, back to the theme of the show, you had the intention of finding it out. And then when the channel gave you the information, you put your attention on it. And you're already starting to see results.
Yes, absolutely.
Just to tie it together for everybody. Okay, great. Thank you for that.
And when I started the private, I said, my intention is how can I expand my creation most powerfully?
Perfect.
So we set that overarching intention. Yeah. So I've already, one of the things was to find a great place to a room, you know, for me to rent.
Yeah.
And I found it, and I am meeting today to get the keys.
Oh, that's awesome and fast, Emily. Good for you.
So fast. And it even has its own little kitchenette.
Oh, beautiful, sweetheart.
Like, it's like even more than what I imagined.
Yeah, well, when we get out of the way and quit going, I've got to figure it out. You know, the universe can go, yeah, let me work some really great magic here for you, Em. I'll even get you a little kitchen place. That's beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Good for you, sweetheart.
So my second question is, there's a little situation. I want to know what I need to bring into alignment. I was supposed to be attending a weekend retreat next weekend. You know, a month ago, they canceled and issued refunds. I had paid as a guest with my debit card. You know, it was a PayPal-type setup. Well, I got this email saying, we've issued your refund to a PayPal balance, and they list my email, which doesn't have a PayPal account. And so it's like, I don't understand what happened. I've been working with the people who, you know, issued the, who canceled the retreat. They've tried to work with PayPal. We just keep getting sent in these weird loops. So I want to know how to get my money back in my
account. Okay, give me a song, Emily.
Happy birthday.
Okay. They're saying this is actually a positive thing, what you're going to learn from this about energy. First of all, I would go to the, I would just turn it into the Better Business Bureau. Guys, if you keep getting blindsided in business and not being taken care of, the quickest way to reconcile it is go to the Better Business Bureau. Believe me, they will get on it then. Okay. But as a gift for you, I need a song.
Something that's not Happy Birthday?
Yeah.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Okay. So, all right. Boy, we have, this is like a mini webinar in itself, this show. All right. So basically what they're saying is you're trying to make them pay you back at this point. So there's no joy and love in the creation of that. Again, that's power versus force. You're trying to force it. Okay. So, and now we're going to a core belief. Hang on. This is for everybody, so don't phase out. Here. Yeah, you don't have time for me, so I'm leaving you. And this is how we leave ourselves and our own creation. We go into force instead of the power of creation. I just, again, was helping my daughter with this around her book, and what they showed me was me at the slot machines in Vegas. And I know exactly what they mean when they show me that, because the first time I went to Vegas, it was like, oh, you know, nobody ever wins at this. I'm just going to go have fun. I hit the 3-7s the first pull. And the whole rest of the weekend, I was trying to make that happen again. Now, can you see the difference, how the intention shifted from, oh, wow, I'm really called to this workshop, and it feels so good, and it feels so joyful, and I got to get my money back from this frickin' workshop now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what would it feel like to have all that money just come into you?
Feels light and easy and honestly,
easy.
A turn on.
Yes. Okay. That's where you want to live. I am the frequency of already having this money returned to me. I love it. Whoa, it makes me hot. This feels good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And
okay.
I would go to the Better Business Bureau. But the channel's also saying, guys, you know, this is why it's so important right now to stay in our knowing, because during these times, everything is not running as normal as it usually does. Not as many people, you know, it's taking 2 hours for food deliveries instead of 45 minutes. It's, you know, we just have to adapt a little. But your bigger thing is whether you're trying to get something that you think might be a battle, you've got to hold yourself in joy and love in order to create what you want, Emily.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. Awesome.
You
Thank
bet.
You so much.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know we were having a horrible time trying to get Gabrielle's health insurance to handle her monkey bite. I mean, we went over and around and above, and finally I just called the Better Business Bureau and I said, this is crazy. It's been 3 months. Do you know within 2 hours it was settled? Now, everybody can go to, yeah, but you have to do, who cares? If that's what you have to do, you have to do. And like the Buddha said, you stay in love while you're doing it. I cannot believe it's time for this show to end. I'm way over already. Dang, if there's a show you want to share with anybody, this would be the one. And you know, iTunes, iHeart, you can go on IMD Wallace. I think they're on YouTube, I think Stephen said also. You can find me anywhere if you want to find me, guys. Find me, share me. Please, let's come together in this webinar so you guys really get how to do this. And join me until we meet again. I love me. Come on. Love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.